Sean Theoret, your defending Gold Cup champion right now with 169 points. Looks to be a must-win situation for last year's Gold Cup winner, Jean Theoret, in that checkerboard effect yellow, Miss Beacon Plumbing. Dave Vilwalk in that fluorescent orange and white, Miss Elam. Dave Vilwalk, a winner back in Heat 1A with 400 points. Greg Hopp also in a must situation. The red, white, and blue, MirageBoats.com, the U100 with 0 points as we go into Unlimited 2B here. We are now 2 minutes and 25 seconds until the start. 2 minutes and 25 seconds away. Five lap heat here in Unlimited 2B, and we've had great racing today here on the Detroit River for Gold Cup number 99, sponsored by the Chrysler Jeep Superstores. As we're approaching the 2 minute period, everybody starts to make their way down to turn number one here in the race before the race, as we are now 2 minutes. 2 minutes until the start. Unlimited 2B. Greg Hopp has powered through that turn, and looks like he's going to elect to either come up and put it on ground idle or keep the power up and maybe cut through the infield. He would be super early on the clock right now in the back chute at 140 as he's halfway up the back straightaway. Let's look behind. Jean Theoret, he knows it. His team knows it. Must-win situation. Beacon Plumbing right now. Ideal positioning for lane one. Dave Vilwalk coming up in the two sequence in the Miss Elam. And Greg Hopp, I don't know if he's got a miscalculation on his clock in the cockpit. We're 1:15 until the start, and he's up in the rooster tail turn. So Greg will have to either loop around or just put it on ground idle. And I think Greg has made a miscalculation on his start sequence. Very unusual for him, as we're 3, 2, 1. Mark, 1 minute period has begun for Unlimited 2B, and Greg Hopp is almost to the exit pin of turn two. Brad, unusual for him to be so early on the start.
He's heading back to the pit area. He is heading back to the pit area, so scratch Greg Hopp. I'm going to try and call this thing from the front row of the grandstands right here. I'm sitting down trying to stay out of my friend's view behind me. I hope I'm not blocking a view there. I've never called a heat sitting down, but we're going to try it here. Jeff, coming up the backstretch, this is the first time I have turned around, and it looks like we got three boats out there. Kenny Muscatel is going to be on the outside. Dave Vilwalk is going to be in between boats and on the buoy row, as we expected. The guy that needs the points in this heat, Shaw Theoret and the Beacon Plumbing. Now, Ken Muscatel, if he can finish, he'll be assured of third place points. And we were talking about that before. Now, Jean Theoret starts to put the foot down. Here comes Dave Vilwalk. Two boats are off the corner. Jeff, count them down. You got the clock.
All right, Theoret in one, Vilwalk in two, Muscatel on the outside. We are 3, 2, 1. Mark and over. Going to call it physically. I think Theoret was over in this must-win situation. We'll call him physically going down to the Belle Isle Bridge turn. Vilwalk was well back at the start, but it might not matter. Lee Hertz will monitor the radios as they go into turn number one on this Belle Isle Bridge turn, and Lee Hertz is giving me the thumbs down. Was it the 37? Jean Theoret, Brad Luce, a gun jumper, your defending Gold Cup champion. Disasters in the first section. Here in the second section, Theoret running in third. Your leader, Dave Vilwalk, in the fluorescent orange and white, Miss Elam, running physically in second right now.
But here he comes. Here he comes on the outside. Vilwalk's going to blow by him. I'm sure Jean Theoret has been given the word that he has jumped the gun. Let Dave go. And you want to see the big recipient? It's Ken Muscatel. He's going to, if he can finish, he'll finish in second place. Meanwhile, here comes our leader, right off the corner of the bright orange, U16, Elam plus Dave Vilwalk coming down to you.
And we'll come down to complete lap number one. Vilwalk, one in the books and four to go, and he's been handed an early Christmas gift here in Unlimited 2B. Theoret knew it was a must-win situation, a mistake made here by your defending Gold Cup champion, running physically second on the course, but actually in that third position. Ken Muscatel picks up the pieces in this Jarvis construction. U25, if they can hang right where they're at right now, they'll have 700 points. And any finish whatsoever in the third section, it looks like that local sponsor and Ken Muscatel could put themselves in the front row of the final. Brad, we come off turn number one, and Vilwalk's keeping it down a little harder than I thought he would. In front, Muscatel in second, Theoret in third. Vilwalk coming to you, Brad, comfortably in front. All they have to do is just keep it together, put it back on the trailer.
Yeah, that's exactly what we saw in the last heat. He jumped out to a big lead and then just ran away real nice and smooth. He's doing it now. Only three boats running. He's past the DYC into the corner right now. J. Michael Kelly sitting out there getting a good view of him from the inside of the course. He comes around. gives a little look to the Detroit grandstands and comes down to you. But the drama is on the backstretch, and it's Ken Muscatel. If he were to finish, then it's going to be Jean Fiorette coming up with only a third. If he drops out, Jean would pick up the second place. That's what we've got to watch.
Two complete for Vilwalk with three to go. Fiorette just completes his second lap in third with four to go. In that checkerboard effect, Beacon Plumbing with those throwback colors of the Bar Doll, 1968 and 69. Ken Muscatel, second place right now in that blue and red lettering, black lettering on the calendar, and that Jarvis Construction running in second. Vilwalk off the corner, dances it from side to side, halfway up the back straightaway, and the Elstrom family's Miss Elam, Brad. They've never won a Gold Cup, but things looking good right now, but lots ahead to come, though.
Yeah, there's a lot of boat racing left to go, but he is looking awfully strong, like possibly he could be the boat to beat. Nobody's really pushed him so far. Dave's had smooth sailing, but trust me, it's going to get a little bit more difficult later on, and we're all just assuming that Dave's going to keep it going because that's what usually happens with this boat, but he, too, could suffer a mechanical failure here and drop down and change the face of this heat and this Gold Cup.
Very good point, Brad. Vilwalk just completes his third lap with two to go, comfortably in front. You have to earn them. You don't stop them early because there have been miscues on the course. You have to earn these points. You have to run these laps. Fiorette just completes his third lap with three to go in third in the Beacon Plumbing. But the Beacon Plumbing is not out of things yet. They're in a definite must-win situation. They're 3A and 3B later this afternoon. Ken Muscatel off the Rooster Tail turn. He'll come down to complete his third lap. Three down and two more to go for Dr. Muscatel in that second position. And Brad up the back straightaway. Vilwalk, he's in communication with the spotter at the crowd area. 1.5 laps to go for Vilwalk. Career win 53, looking for 54 this afternoon. That'd be a sweet one.
It would sure be a sweet one because 54 would be a Gold Cup. But as we said last lap, a lot of racing yet to go. But the boat is beautiful, and Dave handles it so well as he comes through this Rooster Tail turn as he has so many times. He's going to come out a little bit wider this time, kind of close to us here. You hear him coming by my microphone and coming down to you. But right now, it's all smooth sailing for the U16, Dave Vilwalk.
White flag is displayed. Vilwalk accepts it, and he flew it a little bit across the start-finish line, Bowie. He's got 2.5 miles to go. Green flag to Fiorette, running physically in second on the course, but that's his fourth lap with two more to go because of that gun jump penalty in the Beacon Plumbing. Ken Muscatel entering the Rooster Tail turn in the U25 Jarvis Construction. Dr. Muscatel and David Williams combined last year for a Dynamite Gold Cup run, failed to make the final, but right now Ken Muscatel looking to get into the third section. Any finish whatsoever should be on the front row of the final. Your leader, Dave Vilwalk, now working the back straightaway, halfway up the chute as Muscatel completes his fourth lap with one more to go. Brad Vilwalk's coming to you. They're keeping their fingers crossed in the 16 camp.
Let's call our leader through the final lap, and I'll tell you, with regards to Ken Muscatel, I think I can hear Bill Jarvis screaming all the way over here. He's a happy guy. But Dave Vilwalk, our leader, our apparent winner of Heat 2A, make that 2B, Dave Vilwalk, U16, the Elstrom family, Elam Plus, off the corner down to you, Jeff, call it.
Checkered flag is at the tower, and your winner, the Royce and Kathy Richards, Unlimited 2B, is Dave Vilwalk. In the Elstrom family's Miss Elam. Disappointing moment right now for Jean Fiorette in the Beacon Plumbing. He just gets the white flag, completes his fifth lap with one more to go, but they want to tally these 225 points to go with their 169. Beacon Plumbing definitely in 3A or 3B, wherever they draw. Must win situation in that to drive to make the Gold Cup front row. And Brad, here's Muscatel in second spot, final turn, final lap.
We keep talking about it all weekend. Put the boat in the water, send it out, bring the boat back, let things come to you. And just like last year, after two heats of competition, Ken Muscatel's got 700 points.
Checkered flag is out, and Ken Muscatel receives those 300 points in that second position in that locally sponsored U25 Jarvis Construction. And Jean Fiorette, the only thing right now, Brad Luce, is they have to go on. If something miraculous would happen with the Elam or the U25 failing tech inspection, they would move up. But here is the Beacon Plumbing. Checkered flag, it is out. And Jean Fiorette, I know he's disappointed. And Brad, you know, and I know, he just loves to win. He puts it on the edge all the time, but just a little too quick on the throttle at the start. He was about a second over, and Fiorette completes his race in third. So four heats of Gold Cup number 99 in the record books. We'll go to 3A and 3B later this afternoon. 3A will go off at 2:20. 3B at 240. And Brad, the final heat for the Chrysler Jeep Superstore's APBA Gold Cup will be a 4 o'clock start.
Jeff Haler, I can't help but be reminded of Gold Cup 2006. Doesn't this look an awful lot like last year's Gold Cup from the standpoint of Jean Thierrette in the U37? He had a tough weekend. He was hitting buoys. He was jumping guns. They weren't getting the points they needed. And that fourth section became a must-win for Jean Thierrette to make it into the Gold Cup final last year, which, of course, we all know, he went on and became the champion. It's starting to look like the same thing, except with only three sections this year. His do-or-die heat is his next one, so we'll keep an eye on that one with Jean Thierrette. And I'm going to run down and try and get Ken Muscatel before I have to jump in the car with Dave Vilwalk, so I'm going to send it back to you and run over that way.
Thank you very much, Brad, and we'll go ahead and give you unofficial tabulation on the scores here in just a moment, but Vilwalk right now, 800 points, well on his way to the final heat with any sort of finish whatsoever in 3A or 3B. The Jarvis Construction with Ken Muscatel and Steve David and old boy Alberto, both those boats with 700 points apiece, and they're looking good to advance to the front row of the final with any finish whatsoever in 3A and 3B. We'll come back with you in just a bit, and we'll go over the unofficial point totals after the second section here in just a moment. At 12:20, we'll have a skip winners demonstration here at the Chrysler Jeep APBA Gold Cup. At 12:40, offshore consolation. Be great to see those guys back out here today on this Sunday afternoon. Then coming up at 1 o'clock, we'll have the air show with the FA-18 Hornets. So that's our next three segments coming up here at the Gold Cup.
Jeff Haler?
Yes, sir.
Let me jump in here. I'm going to try and do a little double duty. I've got some spies out on pit row. They're keeping an eye open for Dave Vilwalk to run by, because I've got to beat him down to the other end of the pit area. But before I do that, I want to stick the microphone here into Ken Muscatel, who's talking to his crew and talking to the friends and so forth. He's still got his helmet and the Hans device on. So if I can get him here, I'd like to find out just what his thoughts are with 700 points in the books and looking pretty darn strong for making that final heat with only one more. Here he is right here. I'll catch him real quick before I go find Dave. Ken, the chips just keep falling, and they keep falling in the right direction. You got to be a happy guy.
Yeah, I am happy. Actually, we had a little bit of problem in the boat, but I could have caught Thierrette, to tell you the truth. Had to let him go. But the trick was, I knew I was in second, so, you know, what's the point of breaking it up?
Yeah. Whether you're third on the water or second on the water, they're giving you 300 points.
Yep, they are.
And so that's 700. It kind of starting to look a little bit like last year. After the first two heats, you and David Williams had 700 points at that time, too. And that time there was four sections. Now there's only three. You got to be looking stronger.
Yeah, we just have to finish the next heat, I believe, to be the final.
Well, we'll be back here to talk to you. I want you to know that when you blew down to the lower corner there and we knew you were in second place, Bill Jarvis, I was over there. I could hear him.
I'm sure that I have no doubt about that.
He is a happy guy. I got to run. Good luck, Ken.
Thanks.
Ken Muscatel, 700 points and looking good for the final, and I see a golf cart, but I don't see Dave Vilwalk in it. I think I may have successfully beat him. So anyway, I'm going to send it back up to you, Jeff. I will break in when I have Dave Vilwalk, our winner of the heat, when I have him in the car.
Okay, Brad, thank you very much. I do have the unofficial point totals after two sections here in the Gold Cup race, number 99. Dave Vilwalk on top right now in the Elam with 800. Ken Muscatel and Steve David tied with 700 points apiece. Mike Allen with 469, J. Michael Kelly with 450, Jean Thierrette right now in that sixth position with 394 points, your defending Gold Cup champion with what has happened today with breakages, violations, gun jumps. They are still in a spot to make the final heat in 3A or 3B. They need a must win or a second place and maybe have some things go their way if they get a second, but your defending Gold Cup champion is still in this fight for the Gold Cup. Jimmy King's seventh right now with 300 points. Jeff Bernard with 127. And Greg Hopp with zero. That's your unofficial totals after two sections. Still waiting for 2A and 2B to be scored officially. And when we find out, we'll pass that along to you as soon as possible.
Fresh Gourmet, Garden Fresh Gourmet. They are located right behind the grandstand at the Hydra Mart. And you can choose from three flavors. And all proceeds are going to Children's Hospital of Michigan over at Garden Fresh behind the grandstands. Make sure you check them out.
Fans, Jersey Speed Skiffs taking to the water here in a special event at the Chrysler Jeep Superstore's APBA Gold Cup. These four skiffs are running a special event. It's called the Grosse Pointe Yacht Club River Challenge. The passengers in the boats bought their rides at a fundraiser on Friday night here on the grounds along the Detroit River. Four boats participating are the Flying High Craft, driven by Bill DeGlopper, the Storm Along with Rich DeGlopper, Kathy Schuler in the Whiz Bang, and Rob Giratano in the Indian Summer.
Jeff Ayler, a couple of comments from down here in the pit area. I did get an update as I was running through the pit area from a couple of the crew members on Greg Hopp's U100. I talked to Jimmy Labrie. We all know Jimmy. I said, what happened out there? He said, well, the boat was compressor stalling. The motor was not running right. He didn't want to risk breaking anything, so he just brought it back to the dock. To my new best friends in the country around here, the folks over there in the grandstands, you're waiting for me to come through with Dave Vilwalk. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen. Apparently, Dave has been detained. I got my way over there. I was ready to go, but apparently Dave's not going to come, so I'm making my way back up that way, see if I can't find Mr. Dave and get some comments on him about the heat we just saw. And I want to ask him about his strategy. As you and I were trying to guess what it might be, I want to ask him what his thoughts were when he came down to the start, if he thought Jean was maybe early and he was okay, and I want to ask him if he thought that if he came off the corner, was he going to try and put him away and really run the boat hard to keep Jean in second place and maybe out of the final. So I'm working my way down that way and see if I can find Dave.
All right, Brad, thank you very much. As our Grosse Pointe Yacht Club River Challenge begins, and one of the vintage Derby jersey skiffs to watch is Rob Garitano's JS-11 Indian Summer. That's the boat actually running on the outside right now in lane number four. This beautifully restored boat was built back in the early 80s. During its career, won five national titles and held every jersey skiff title there was. Now Rob is talking about going racing again, installing the mandatory safety gear on Indian Summer to let it compete with today's skiffs on the tour. All he needs is a sponsor, and Indian Summer will be chasing the national championship again. So here's your chance if you're a sponsor or interested in getting into racing as a rider. Look up Mr. Garitano, and that JS-11 Indian Summer might just actually take you to the races in the Jersey Speed Skiff Division in the Gay PBA inboard category.
Jeff Ayler, let me jump in here. I just made eye contact with our winner of the last heat, Mr. Dave Vilwalk. He's kind enough to come out of the truck. Congratulations. Boy, that orange boat looks strong. You just keep leaving people and running out front.
Well, we're just trying to keep the boat in one piece. That'll be the key to the day, and try not to jump the gun. And yeah, other people have done that today.
Yeah, I have to believe it has to be a little bit. I always wonder about this. Is it difficult to see the boat on the inside of you up there like that, or do you keep looking at your own marks and going, I got to believe I'm right. He's got to be wrong.
You got to believe in your own stuff, because other guys have made a lot of mistakes here this season. Everybody's trying to push that starting clock, and it rarely pays off.
Jeff Ayler and I were trying to discuss what your strategy might be in that particular heat. Knowing Jean didn't have any points and he really needed 400, if you came off the corner down there with him, were you really going to put the coal to it and try and keep him behind you?
Oh, we were going to go race. You know, he jumped by, like, I don't know, 2-3 seconds. He jumped by a long ways. So we were reeling him in a little bit, and then I think he realized what he'd done and just tried to accept his place.
Yeah, we had the word pretty early, so I had to assume he got it early as well. But the 16 boat looks awfully strong. You got to be happy so far.
Yep, so far so good. We'll just keep it running.
I guess we'll be talking to you later in the day. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks.
Dave Vilwalk, 800 points in the bank and looking awfully strong for making that front row of the final heat, and that's the key to winning Gold Cup 2007. You're not going to win it unless you're there. And right now, it looks like he is going to be there.
Thank you very much, Brad. And Dave Vilwalk going into that 3A and 3B section with those 800 points right now, and looking good and secure to make the front row of the final. That's Kathy Schuler's boat on the inside. Well, it's actually dropped back to touch in that number 81 boat. Whiz Bang, Kathy Schuler out there. The Gloppers are campaigning the number 78 and 88 holes, the Storm Along and Whiz Bang. And Rob Garitano, I was mentioning earlier in that Indian Summer, if you're along the shoreline and would like to get involved in racing as a riding mechanic, Rob Garitano wants to put some safety sails on this boat and would like to get back in the APBA inboard category with the skiffs. A fun class to watch on the East Coast. That's where the majority of the boats are based. You've heard the name Dennis Macy here in the Michigan area. He runs Jersey Speed Skiffs. So Rob Garitano getting the itch. Make your way down to Piston Park. Ask for him, and he'll come over and greet you, and maybe you can work up a deal and go racing in the Jersey Speed Skiff Division. Once again, this is a special event, the Grosse Pointe Yacht Club River Challenge. These passengers bought their rides at the fundraiser Friday night here in Detroit, and We're getting the thrill of a lifetime right now out on the race course in these Jersey Speed Skiffs. Had an opportunity to take a ride in one of these a couple of years ago at the Sunset Lake Hydro Fest up in Wildwood Crest, New Jersey. I'm not much of a passenger, but I tell you what, it gives you a feel for what these drivers and riders go through in these boats. The ride in the straightaway is actually a little worse than you would think in the turns. You hop up and down the chutes, and your visibility out in front of that big bow is not all that good going across the water. Now, you would think in the turns, that boat going up on its side is pretty scary, but actually, that was the most stable part of the ride for me. Going up on the side, you had a little bit better feel of the boat and better vision with that boat turned to the side, but they hop and skip in the chutes, and they roll them on the sides and the corners as they continue their paces here in the Grosse Pointe Yacht Club River Challenge.